Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Thanks for being with us. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Crime is absolutely now front and center in all of these races around the country. We're 36 days away from these important midterm elections. You know, it's amazing. I interviewed Friday night on Hannity this poor woman that was beaten in the subway station in New York, and she probably is going to lose for sure her eyesight in one eye and likely the other. This is a guy that was let out after just a few years, really, for killing his 95-year-old grandmother. He had multiple other major offenses. And then you got in New York, it's so insane. You have the state Senate deputy majority leader, you know, doubling down on his bail reform plan and sticking by this insanity of no bail. And you have to wonder why. And most of the Democratic Party in New York is in the same position. And you got a governor that won't budge on it at all, even a little bit. You know, defund, dismantle, no bail. How's it working out? It's not working out for anybody. If you don't have law and order and safety and security, you cannot pursue happiness. You have all of these Democrats. There's a great article in the Washington Examiner how they have all earned their soft on crime reputation. You know, look at this idiot, you know, in a hoodie that never worked, the trust fund brat, John Fetterman. You know, he's earned. He can't run away from his soft on crime allies fast enough. Now, he's wiped clean his support of Black Lives Matter. He's once a proud supporter of Black Lives Matter. Even the Crips. You know, this guy voted again and again and again to release convicted murderers. This guy wants to open up the prisons and pretty much let at least a third of the population out for free. You know, you wonder, look at Philadelphia, for example. There's been 1,000 people have been killed just over the last 20 months. It is a 60% increase year over year. 72% of Americans are dissatisfied with America's current policies to reduce crime. These are not policies to reduce crime. They are increasing crime. And Americans know that this is the Democratic Party's issue. You know, you have a whole list of people that have supported, you know, for example, Black Lives Matter. You know, the guys, people that are up for re-election. You know, you've got Mark Kelly of Arizona. He hasn't personally said too much. You know, both his parents were cops. But I'm trying to understand how it is that these people have these bizarre positions. Dick Blumenthal in Connecticut. This weekend, I heard protesters chanting, "No lives matter until Black lives matter." They're right. I won't stop fighting until justice and actively anti-racist policies are achieved. And you look at it, and I'm thinking in retrospect, this is the group chanting, the group, not people after George Floyd that said Black Lives Matter. There's a distinction. You know, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? now. You know, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. You know, people like Michael Bennett, who's running for re-election against, what's his name, Joe O'Dea in Colorado, Beto Bozo O'Rourke. You know, Bennett says, I commit to being an ally to the black community because Black Lives Matter. Beto O'Rourke, same thing. He supports the Black Lives Matter movement. We're talking about the group. Raphael Warnock is another one. I mean, you've got every radical leftist Democrat pretty much on the same page. And yet there's not been any political price to pay. But I will tell you, crime has now become one of the top issues, on top of inflation, on top of high gas prices, now climbing up very quickly. As I told you they would, because they can't tap the strategic petroleum reserve much more because we don't have much more left to tap into. And by the way, a great risk to our national security. You know, listen, for example, Karine Jean-Pierre asked by Peter Ducey if Biden feels big cities are safe. See if we get an answer.
Does President Biden think America's big cities are safe?
Can you say more?
Well, we know that thefts and robberies are up about 20% in the first half of this year, so I'm wondering if he thinks America's big cities are safe.
Are you talking about the New York Times story specifically? Or
yeah,
is that what you're referring to?
The murder rate is still 30% above its 2019 level. They're all from the Council on Criminal Justice. So should everyday Americans who are not in the public eye feel safe?
So I'll say this. That same story also stated that the crime is complicated and multifaceted.
Just the original question, does President Biden think America's big cities are safe?
It is not a yes or no question. It is very much a question of what has he done. That's how we see the question, is what has he done to make sure that cities, and it doesn't matter if it's a big city or a small city, it doesn't matter if it's in a red state or a blue state, what matters is that we have the funding and we have done the work, put the policy forward to make sure that these cities, whether it's big or small, have what they need to protect their community. And that's what this president has done, again, without the help of Republicans.
Well, how is that a complicated, multifaceted question that doesn't have a yes or no answer? You know, look at this Fox Business pointing out Rite Aid had a very difficult quarter. They announced late last week when the pharmacy chain had to report a much larger than expected loss, sending shares down 28% in the session. The loss all related to the cost connected to their store closing plan. The store is closing, shutting 63 stores nationwide, 2% of the total of Rite Aid locations. And a lot of these are closing and addressing it because of the crime issue and because of the out of control stealing that's going on in these stores. And they can't afford to keep the doors open anymore. And then that has a ripple effect because then people lose their jobs and so on and so on. Why don't we just enforce the law? If you don't have safety, security, law and order, you can't pursue happiness. It's that simple. Merlin Lofton is with us, Director of Operations, National Fallen Officer Foundation, 20-year retired Dallas Police Sergeant. Trey Penny, also President of the Fallen Officer Foundation. Welcome both of you back to the program. Trey, good to have you back. I mean, what do you expect these stores to do? Take millions of dollars in losses and just stay open and lose money?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the bottom line is, look, the Democrats know what they've done. They know that they've set these communities up for failure. And crime will, no matter what they do, crime will be the Democrats' Achilles heel for the foreseeable future. It's just going to happen. They ran on defund the police. They ran on Black Lives Matter, bail reform. They pitched race and criminal behavior above law and order in these communities. So now the businesses are feeling the brunt of these policies, and they're having to shut down because of it. And unfortunately, the citizens are going to be the ones that are going to suffer, especially in our inner city community. You guys have there in New York, they're one of the Rite Aids in a prominent inner city community is shutting down because of the crime, because people are going in and stealing stuff out, and there's no way that they can stop it. So yes, absolutely, these companies are going to suffer, and these are all Biden policies that have been put forward by the Democrat agenda, and we're going to see a wave going forward where people are going to say enough is enough, and we're tired, and we want law and order in our community.
You know, and I look at this, Merlin, and I say, okay, law and order, that's going to be high on voters' list in terms of issues they're going to vote on. Certainly parental involvement in school and failing school systems, that's going to be a big part of their vote reason they're going to go out to vote. Open borders is going to play into this. Certainly a 41-year high of inflation and record high gas prices, all of which will play into this, and all of which are caused by Democratic Party policy. So, you know, I think in 36 days, we might have a rude awakening for the Democratic Party that this madness has to stop. Even Bill Clinton said they got to stop.
Sean, you're absolutely right. Those 36 days can't come fast enough. In fact, one of the problems with America is voters keep putting soft on crime politicians in office as if they're actually interested in reducing the crime in our communities. I mean, just look at the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, a defender of cashless bail. Cashless bail helps criminals. It's plain and simple. It definitely doesn't help police officers, and it definitely does not keep the community safe. Look at Lieutenant John Fetterman, Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania. He seems to like advocating for Black Lives Matter, and he had over 550 homicides in his state alone in 2021. If we ever want to see violent crime drop, we absolutely can't keep supporting soft-on-crime politicians who are actually advocates for evil. I mean, these liberal politicians continue to create policies that support criminals and keep criminals on the streets while police officers are trying to keep them off the streets.
It's insane. And by the way, the police know they're not going to be supported. By the way, Merlin, we're going to call you back. Your line is breaking up on us. But, Trey, police also are very hesitant now to get involved in the action because they know they're not being supported. They know that they're short staffed. They know that everything's on tape. By the way, there's never going to be an arrest of anybody that is resisting arrest that's ever going to look good on a video, is there?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you know what? That's the exact message that I'm going out to speak and speaking to our inner city communities. And that's what I'm saying. I'm telling them that, guys, you know what? Law enforcement, they're at one point, they were very proactive, and they were able to come in and take down criminals and do what they needed to do. But now they have to be reactive. They have to stand back and wait for something to happen because they can't go in and be proactive because people are now having cameras, and now you just get that snippet of what the officer does during that interaction that they use to use and say, oh, police brutality, Black Lives Matter, this, that, and the other nonsense. And you know what? And these officers are now having to rethink their responses. They want to help the community. They want to do everything they can. But we have to put this in context, and we got to let people see that, look, we are being victimized as citizens. We're being victimized by these liberal policies that don't support people. They don't support the interests of the people in this community. Just think about this, Sean. Since 2022, from January to October, where we are right now, there have been 15,000 murders in the United States nationally. There, of those numbers, there have been 1,200 kids below the age of 17 that have been murdered in the United States. I don't care whether they say the murder rate is going down or violent crime is going up. I don't care what they say. The bottom line is one murder is one too many for America to have to go through. And nobody wants to lose their kids. So we have to do everything that we can to give these police officers the resources that they need to protect our community.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. More on the issue of crime now, ever so present, top of mind in people's heads, 36 days outside these midterms. More with Merlin Lofton and Sergeant Trey Penny, 800-941-SHAWN, our number.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We continue with Merlin Lofton, and Sergeant Trey Penny is with us. You know, Merlin, by the way, welcome back. Chicago saw another bloody weekend this weekend. I mean, you could predict with a certain amount of accuracy how many people are going to be shot, and killed over the course of a weekend. And by the way, it included a 3-year-old, a little kid, a little boy, fatally shot in an officer-involved shooting that left the suspect dead. We're seeing now children of this age. This is quite common. Since 2009, Marilyn, I have scrolled the names that nobody ever hears of. The names of people shot and killed in Chicago. And not only has nobody ever lifted a finger to fix it, and I know both of you are going to have a seminar in Chicago, which hopefully can make a difference, but things have gotten dramatically worse, and they keep getting worse. And the worst part is it's like a cancer. That cancer in Chicago is spread to every big city in the country and every now small town in the country. People know they can get away with it, and they are getting away with it.
Sean, it's absolutely a cancer in Chicago. And that's the very reason that police officers across the country are turning in their badges and running for office. I mean, it's time for real leaders to lead. It's time to take our country back, especially those of us who've seen the reality on the other side. I mean, Chicago, Illinois in general, they have a whole nother problem that's coming January 1st with this Safety Act that's severely limiting the power of police officers in the entire state of Illinois. I mean, police officers are not going to even be able to remove hardened criminals from someone's property when they call for a suspicious person. They're only going to be allowed to write a ticket. I mean, murderers, kidnappers, these people are going to be pretty much have cashless bail and they can get out without paying a dime. So that's why police officers across this country are starting to run for office, just like Trey Penny is going to do.
Well, we're supporting Trey for sure. Trey, there's a guy terrorizing a mom and her two young kids with a knife in New York City Central Park. They have a carousel in Central Park on a Sunday afternoon in broad daylight. And he brandishes a blade, menacing the 27-year-old woman. The kids are 9 and 6, respectively. They tried to purchase tickets at the carousel. It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon. I mean, you can't even take your kids to a local park without incidents like this happening every day.
Yeah, you have absolutely right, which is why I'm an advocate. And this is why I got to tell people, America, because the politicians won't stand up and protect you from these violent offenders, we have to have Americans step up and support each other. We need to be advocates for each other. When you see someone out there victimizing kids, victimizing women, we need to be men and step up and say enough is enough. We're not going to allow you to do it. If we can't put our hand on a gun, we need to go put our hand on a stick, a bat, a bottle, and defend somebody. I want to encourage Americans to stand up and be advocates for their neighbors. That's what we have to do.
And everyone got pissed off at Ron DeSantis for saying, if you're a looter, I just want to remind you, this is a Second Amendment state. People will protect themselves and their property. Anyway, Trey Penny, thank you. Merlin, thank you as well. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to join us. We're getting tremendous reaction to Kamala Harris's remarks. She made the statement about, we expect about $100 billion worth of damage when all said and done in Florida. That's how bad this, as Ron DeSantis said, Governor DeSantis said, this 1-in-500-year storm with the flooding that has taken place. I mean, they're saying that Sanibel Island has now become uninhabitable. Fort Myers, if you look at the pictures, I mean, for blocks from the shore, again, this is the southwestern side of Florida, and you just see that block after block just decimated because of the storm. We're not even talking about the flooding damage on top of it. And that goes for Naples, that goes for Sarasota and some other areas as well. And it is one of those moments. So in moments like this, you expect that everybody would pull together. We're Americans. I think taxpayers understand that if this were to happen in their area, they would expect the federal government to step up and help and assist. We do it with countries all around the world when they have tragedies like this. And then here comes Kamala Harris, your vice president. And she says, well, it's our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions. We have to address this in a way that is about giving the resources based on equity. Why don't we just help people based on need? Why are we using identity politics, racial politics here? Anyway, here's what she said.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making. And so
women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities and do that work.
Why don't you just do it based on need? If somebody's house was destroyed, how about you help the people whose homes were destroyed or communities were destroyed or lives were upended to the extent that they were? Why does this have to be based on equity and based on, prioritizing one group of Americans over another group of Americans? Now, imagine if a Republican said something like that, except, that, you know, my constituents need to come first. How about everybody be treated equally here? What happened to that concept? Now, she was questioned about it. And of course, she will not even answer the question.
Vice President, can you clarify what you meant about equity for hurricane relief?
Hello? No answer. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Rick in California. Rick, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Doing good, Sean. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. You talk an awful lot about local and state elections, and I live in the far northern end of California, almost to the Oregon border. And as you know, our governor is Gavin Newsom, who is facing a challenger here in November. And you know all about his completely radical policies. One of his latest insane policy is this sanctuary state for youth gender reassignment surgeries and drugs and just completely insane kind of stuff like that. I mean, crime, drugs, homelessness, everything is completely out of control in this state. And, you know, not to mention,
to be honest, I was not been following it. First of all, I don't even consider California a winnable state for Republicans anymore. He just had the recall election, so he did well in that. I think the people of California are so woke, they're willing to overlook everything. You know, Gavin Newsom. What's that?
I agree with you to a certain extent, Sean. He won his primary election by 55%, and you know, primary elections are generally low turnout elections, and it's 2-1 Democrat registration in this state. But when you look at a lot of this kind of stuff that's taken place in the state, there's a lot of crazy people here, but to support this kind of stuff is just completely ridiculous. And they say that in order for this guy to be defeated, that, you know, a lot of Democrats would have to turn over and vote against him, which I don't see is completely out of the realm of possibility, considering his.
I don't know. I would argue that Kathy Hochul has a better chance of being defeated in New York. Lee Zeldin is up against her. But look, Gavin has his eyes. They're not set on Sacramento anymore. His eyes are set
we
on
know that. Of course,
Washington, yeah. D.C. If you ask me today who I think the Democratic nominee is going to be in 2024, I would argue it's Gavin Newsom. And I think he wants it. He can taste it. That's why he's picking fights with Ron DeSantis. Or at least attempting to. That's why he's picking fights with Greg Abbott. That's why he just seems to be going more woke, more radical, and he thinks that's the future of the Democratic Party. And if it's the future of the Democratic Party, I would argue then that they are destroying themselves ultimately because these policies are failing on a spectacular level. And I don't care if it's open borders. I don't care if it's the economy and inflation at a 40-year high. I don't think their Green New Deal socialism is what America really wants. The price of gasoline, you know, we don't have safe cities all over California. You don't have safe cities and safe towns. And our educational system is a mess. And they own this. You know, it took over 170 years for California not to take in new population in the Golden State. And since he's been lieutenant governor and governor for the first time in 170 plus years, California's losing population in droves. He has forced them out because of undue burdensome regulation, record taxation, confiscatory taxation, and this woke everything involves involves people like Gavin Newsom. So, look, he's done a good job of pushing people out of his state. I think that's probably the biggest success that he's had. And I, you know, you could see what's happening. People are leaving states like California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois in droves because they've had it. My only admonition to those people that are leaving, don't take your idiotic policies with you. Leave them in the state you're leaving. Don't go to Florida. Don't go to Tennessee. Don't go to the Carolinas. Don't go to Texas and start voting liberal because you're going to ruin the next state that you go to. And well, I mean, ruin it. I mean, New York State is a mess. California is a mess. New Jersey is a mess. Illinois is a mess. And these policies fail every time they try. And they want to bring these failed policies and they want to nationalize them. And they want that liberal, leftist, authoritarian nanny state to rule the day. Not good for America. Anyway, appreciate you being with us. Thank you, Rick. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. Mary Beth is in the important state of Ohio. J.D. Vance, a very important must-win state for Republicans in 36 days. How are you, Mary Beth? Glad you called.
I'm good, Sean. I want to know, why isn't anyone suing for discrimination? If you look at the treatment of Republicans versus Democrats, that would be discrimination. And if we have the right to vote and we have the right to free speech, doesn't that constitutionally cover not being able to discriminate against, you know, a political party?
What specific discrimination are you talking about?
Well, you look at what, like, the president and all the harassment he's been given versus Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden's son. That's not, I mean, that's obvious, blatant discrimination. Oh,
listen, what's happened is, and I think we're going to learn a lot more, if Republicans get the House or the House and the Senate, which would be ideal. I think the Senate's harder to win. I've gone over that many times, but it's doable. But if they get the House and Senate, then they get subpoena power. Once they get subpoena power, then, yeah, all the things that you mentioned can be investigated. And, it's such a double standard. It's really unfortunate because if the laptop of Hunter Biden, if Hunter's last name was Trump and it was Hunter Trump's laptop from hell, I guarantee you Hunter Trump would be in jail by now. That is a problem. We're going to learn from these whistleblowers about how the FBI has been politicized and the DOJ has been weaponized. And if that's the case and these people say this and prove this, that means right now we're living in a lawless country where we don't have equal justice or equal application of our laws, all of which we've seen unfolding before our eyes now for years. And that is a danger to this great republic. Your last word?
Yeah, well, you look at what Google has done, and they've made statements that they've done, you know, conservative issues and brought them to the bottom. And you look at what's been going on with the people that were involved in the January 6th versus those who are in Antifa and Black Lives Matter. That's blatant discrimination.
Listen, there is this whole issue of gender identity politics and this whole issue of identity politics overall and whatever it happens to be, you know, we're separating this country when we should be uniting the country. You know, the vice president of the United States ought not be talking about, we're going to distribute relief funds for Hurricane Ian, and we're going to do it because in a way that the lowest income communities of color, we have to also fight for equity, and they'll be at the top of the priority list. How about we take care of every American equally? You know, for a period of time, it was like if you said every life is precious from God and matters, you know, somehow that was viewed as an insult to people that say Black Lives Matters, not the group Black Lives Matters that were out there chanting, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them now? So, you know, the reality is if you believe, as I do, that there's a God, there's a creator, natural law, and that God created every man, woman, and child on this earth, you treat people equally. And it's for the people of Florida. The relief should be distributed equally based on need. Anyway, appreciate the call. Thank you. Quick break. We'll come back. More of your calls than Senator Ted Cruz. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Listen, our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been supporting America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Let me tell you about Christopher Slutman, is one of those heroes. Now, Christopher was a decorated 15-year FDNY member, later became a staff sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps. He was serving our country in Afghanistan. He was killed in action by an IED in 2019, leaving behind his wife and three young children. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home, young kids are left behind. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they pay off their mortgage and lift that financial burden and bring the family stability. Now, Christopher's family has the ability now to stay in the house that Christopher and his wife had picked to raise their kids, the house that their kids feel safe in, the house where everyone showed up to support the family after Christopher's death. Now, this is what the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is all about. They honor, in this case, his service, but so many others, and they're paying off mortgages thanks to you. And all of us, we're asking everybody to join this effort. I'm involved myself. Everyone on our show is involved. Just go to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation website. It's the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. It's that simple. $11 a month, and that allows them to continue this great work. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, back to our busy phones. David is in Texas. David, how are you? Glad you called.
Doing great, Sean. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Basically, I'm just, as confused as anybody else in this situation, looking at, this blatant, I think, distraction by Kamala Harris to get us into divisive talk. I think we don't even have any money to send to help the Floridians or anybody in South Carolina. And we're sending all this money over to Ukraine. There's word that, there's $9 billion in funding that's going to government officials' pensions in Ukraine. And we can't even take care of Americans. It's like they create these talking points just to get us riled up about how incompetent they are, or talking about the border, the southern border, just to distract from the fact that we're like bankrupt. I mean, they were talking about shutting down the U.S. government last Friday, but we're spending billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine.
Listen, I what frustrates me about Ukraine is it's now obvious that I was right from the beginning, and that is that if Western Europe had done the right thing and armed Zelensky and Ukraine to the extent that they needed to be armed, and we were part of that effort, and they could have annihilated Vladimir Putin, and all of this would be over by now. And it seems like they were only fighting to stabilize the situation with Putin, now annexing parts of Ukraine and saying that if you come near me, I'm gonna nuke you. So I just have this rule that if we're going to fight a war, you got to fight it. You got to win it. You got to win it quickly. Otherwise, you're wasting our time and you're wasting our money. Now, at the same time that we're sending all that money to Ukraine, there's one other thing that's going on. We're giving guidance to our armed services, the people that protect our liberty and our freedom. And we're giving them guidance if they're having a hard time making ends meet because of Joe Biden's inflation and his high gas prices. We're saying, well, this is how you get on welfare. This is how you get food stamps. This is how you get government assistance. So if we're not going to give those guys a livable wage, to quote Democrats, it is. And then we're going to send money abroad, in the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to other countries. It makes no sense to me. That we now are not reaching our recruiting goals. And that becomes a vulnerability in terms of national security, just like draining the strategic petroleum reserves and giving some of that oil and selling it to China. It weakens this country and it puts us in jeopardy. That those reserves are for emergencies. You're an election that's pending with high gas prices to artificially increase supply to lower the price temporarily like a Band-Aid is not the proper use of the petroleum reserves. Anyway, all of this is on the ballot. This is what everybody has to realize. By the way, Senator Ted Cruz at the top of the hour. We'll get to him. Hannity tonight. We got a great show. Governor DeSantis among our guests, 9 Eastern on Fox.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.